Hi, I'm Daniel Lickens, and welcome to Abstract Essay. Abstract Essay is a book magazine that I created that talks about the mystery of the universe through digital abstract painting. Each of those book magazines talks about dark matter, dark energy, supernova, Big Bang, Earth Cloud, and a lot more. And today, I have my special guest, no other than Mr. Ficky.
Hello, listeners.
Hello, Mr. Ficky. How are you?
I am good. It's been a very chill day, so I'm happy.
Oh, yeah. Winter is coming.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the episode of Game of Thrones said, winter is coming, like that.
Oh, yeah. That was a really big thing, I think. Yeah.
Are you watching Game of Thrones before?
Oh, no. I was going to watch it, but then I heard the last season sucked, so I just didn't worry about it.
Yeah. I'm number one fan of Game of Thrones before, but the last episode is like, whoa? What happened? It's make me upset because, you know, which is something else supposed to be, they make it more better for me for the last. But anyway, this is not our topic. Okay, let's talk about your number four painting on your Instagram.
Sure.
So what can you tell about your number four painting?
This is a drawing of one of my original characters that I haven't given a name to, but I eventually want to create some kind of story with them in this kind of like fantasy world where he has powers and stuff. And this is just sort of me showing what kind of abilities he would have, like a lightning attack or something.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, because I've always been super interested in like the fantasy world and stuff like that, and like spells and powers is really cool to me.
So this painting of yours, did this painting is similar with the games that you are playing or something that you watch, a series, a manga?
Maybe more so like manga webtoon kind of thing, yeah. Whereas it's like the fantasy setting where they're all fighting to be the best or something like that.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Why there's a mask on it, and he's crying, or it's just signifies the air?
Showing that he's like serious mode or something. Always in like the animes, whenever they have the eyes, like lines from the eyes usually means like they're going to do something really strong or something like that.
That's true. Why does all the manga or any cartoon drawings or paintings are their eyes are big? Why is that?
it's cute, I guess. I've never really thought about it too much.
True, probably because eyes signifies the emotion of people, right?
Yeah, they used to be really bad in the earlier 2000s, where the eyes are as big as the nose or something like that, and the mouth is tiny, but now it's like gotten way normal, which is good.
Yes. Why there is a mask on this painting?
Well, I just sort of imagine this character having like some kind of insecurity with his face, like he's got scar over his eye so he can't show his face properly. Okay. That's why he's got the sort of dark around his eyes there.
Well, what is the power of this man?
I think you'd be able to manipulate light and lightning. That's probably how I would describe it.
That'd be awesome. I like those power. So, Mr. Ficky, if you have the power like this man, what are we going
to
do?
I would use it to become strong, I guess, and like probably wealthy, honestly.
Like Thor, right? Thor has the ability to control thunder and lightning, right?
Yeah, and he's got the axe that always flies to him.
That's the one thing I don't like, Thor. We are outside the topic, but we got The same with lightning, right? One thing I don't like to worry is like the hammer. It's without the hammer, is like it's much that stronger. It's not that much powerful, right? But like considering Storm or from X-Men.
Oh yeah, the white hair. Yeah, I know.
Oh, I love that power. Even it doesn't have a mullet or whatever. Is he controlled by her hand? The lightning, the cloud, everything. I think Thor cannot control clouds.
It's weird also because Thor is like a god, right? He's like a god
Yes.
of thunder. But with the hammer, he's just a dude. You know, I don't really understand.
Yes. This is like a dude and nothing else. So, what else can you say about your painting?
This is just a character I want to like fully eventually create a story out of, maybe create my own webtoon if I ever get around to it.
Yeah.
But that's just first thing first, I need to get a name for him. I have no name for him.
Title of the painting. What comes to your mind if you see this painting and you give a title of this painting, what it be?
Maybe something like the last stand or something like that. Like he's on his like very last bit of power and he's doing his last final attack or something.
Awesome, because he's giving all the energy, right?
Yeah.
It's like if you're watching Dragon Ball Z,
Oh
like
yeah.
all the power. Oh, I don't know what they talk about. Hame wave. It's like that, all the power coming out. I think this is the last stage that you're talking about, right? Hame wave. I love Dragon Ball Z. I grew up with those Dragon Ball Z
me too, me too.
and Zanki, and I recommend you to watch this manga too, Flame of Recca. It's so cool. Same thing, they have the power of the seven dragons, just like this one, most powerful than lightning, because every time he opened the bracelet on his hand, all the dragons will come out.
This was
And
what? What is it called?
the dragons have he has seven dragons, I think seven or eight dragons, I'm not sure. It's
Oh,
each dragon represent different kind of flames. I recommend you to watch it. Flame of
wow.
Recca.
I'll look it up. I'll look it up.
Yes, it's still on YouTube, because in the Philippines they dub it in Filipino or Tagalog. So
Oh, yeah.
yes. But in I think in Japan, in the original is
I
Harigato Sai. It's Japanese, but there's English subtitle.
think
So
you said thank you.
yes. Thank you very much. Stuff like that. Well, in the Philippines, Japanese manga are so famous.
Oh yeah, same in my mom's home country, Indonesia.
Indonesia,
Senpai.
yes. Oh, yeah, because you've been there, right? You've been
Yeah,
there for
yeah.
a year.
I've been there for many times over the years, but most recently for 2 years.
Oh, so do you think that all your paintings are associated with Indonesian culture?
No.
No, just
Because
little.
Indonesia culture is a lot more traditional, like traditional dragons more so, and I'm sort of like more modern kind of thing.
They are influenced by the Chinese, right? Yes. If you will change this painting of yours after 3 years, what will be the modification that you're gonna do?
Hopefully by then he has a name. That's my biggest worry. And I just want to refine my coloring style, I guess. This is just sort of like a quick sketch idea that I posted on here, but I wanted to like fully realize my sketching eventually.
Make it bolder, right?
Yeah, bolder, more refined, and I want to get rid of line art eventually, honestly, and just fully render it out, but it takes a lot of time. Yeah, that's one of my goals.
So what do you mean by
like rendering it?
Yes.
Like making it so it looks like it's not as comic-y, but like still very clean. You make the lines much more thinner and you can't see it as much, and you shade it a lot more.
Oh, just like Leonardo da Vinci Mona Lisa. Like, it's like perfect. It's like, it's like real, right?
Yeah, I don't want to go full real, but like semi-real eventually. Yeah, that's my goal. But that would take like more, like 10 times the time I usually do it, which is like 2 hours. Make it take 10 hours instead. So
yes, that'd be awesome. For your book, are you doing that for your first volume?
We'll see. I'm not really good at rendering it yet.
Oh, okay. So if you rate this painting of yours 1 to 10, where is it?
Maybe a 6. I think it's fine.
Why is 6?
This is just kind of like a sketch for me. Okay. I wouldn't call it like a finished piece, honestly. Just for I think I can make it a lot more cleaner.
So there's a lot more modification to do.
But this is just sort of like a cool idea I had. And I just did it really quickly. I'm like, that's cool.
Yes, that'd be awesome. What else can you say about this painting?
I want to like stop doing this like kind of thing where it's just a blank background eventually.
Okay.
But because I want to eventually make like prints and posters of art, and this kind of thing is like a lot more popular with prints, so I'm kind of conflicted.
Okay. So did you study professionally as a painter, or you do it by your experience?
Well, I wouldn't say professionally, but like I do study like from videos and other people's, how they do it, their workflow.
Okay.
Like other artists I admire and stuff like that.
You compare this painting number 4 to painting number 3 on your Instagram. What's the big difference?
Painting number 3, I spent a lot more time on the line art, and the shading is a lot more 3D, I guess. Like, especially on the skirt there, it's like very, like, you can see, like, the way it turns, I guess, with the lighting there.
Yes, true.
And just the more detail in general.
Okay, so if you compare painting number 4 to your painting number 1.
Painting number 1 is a lot more what I was talking about, the semi-realistic, where it's a lot less line work.
Yes.
This is a style I'm trying to realize, but it's just difficult. It's not where practice has to be done.
True. So how many hours did you spend painting number 4?
I usually spend like 1.5 to 2 hours on these kind of pieces. Not too long.
How about number 3?
Number 3 is maybe like 3 or 4, just because the line art takes a long time for me.
And number 2?
This was on and off for like 2 days just because I was having trouble with the background. So I didn't really know how long it would take, honestly. It's just, let's say 5 hours total.
And number 1 painting, how many hours?
I was like 2 hours. This was kind of sketchy.
If you're doing your painting, is it easy for you if you're happy?
I think it all depends on the mood, definitely. If I'm not feeling it, I'm not going to draw for longer periods of time. And also, like, sometimes I listen to music, but then I get really distracted too. So I think it's better just listening to a podcast like The Abstract Essay.
Thank you, Mr. Fiji.
Yeah.
We are number 17 in Canada. Wow.
Wow.
Shout out to the people listening in Canada. Thank you so much for your time listening to us. Okay, again, Mr. Fiki, what else? Emotion that you have to make you inspired to do your painting.
I think any emotion is good. Sometimes I make a piece when I'm angry and it's and I'm listening to music where it's really angry music, and it turns out really cool. But it all just depends on distracted. If I listen to a podcast, then I can focus easier. It's the biggest thing, honestly.
That'd be awesome. So where do people see your paintings?
My username is Fruitskew, FruitSkue on Instagram and TikTok.
Yes, that'd be awesome, Mr. Fiki. And from now on, Mr. Fiki will be my guest every week to talk about his painting on Instagram. So if you want to see what we are talking about, you can see all those painting and we discuss every week. Right, Mr. Fiki?
Yes, come in every week.
Yes, coming every week. Listen to us. Thank you, Mr. Fiki.
Thank you.
Morikan.